with one.
How about yourself?
Have you off in the background? Outside, nothing?
Nah, it's just real foggy. You can probably see a couple hundred yards, maybe.
If it gets a rain, though.
This afternoon.
Pound KM 4 and 8 P 5 E.
Good morning, Ed.
I'm getting a little bit of a mist of a rain, nothing. Jump up and down about the...
Morning.
I was going to try and get on last night, but the bands were just yucky.
The noise level was like an S8.
We're going to get into the statcraft season coming up. So when summertime conditions come around, we're going to get a lot of statcraft. It's going to be a lot worse. And unfortunately, my antenna is going to be up in the statcraft season, so I guess I'm just going to have to fight with it.
I heard somebody say sunspots are supposed to start next month, and they're hoping it's going to take care of some of our problems.
Well, after thunderstorm season, it won't make a lot of difference, because you're going to get static crashes either way. And with the thunderstorm activity, it's going to be brutal. You should change. That'll help. Really cool by HF is you never know what you're going to get, so just wait a second.
Right.
Makes me feel like Forrest Gump and a box of chocolate.
Think about it, years ago, a lot of those old-timers always got communications done somehow, no matter what.
Odds will be good this weekend, Ed.
Colder when it gets a little cooler again, and some of the thunderstorm activity goes away, you'll find the bands come back around.
Contest this weekend.
Find out, just play with it. I mean, it's one of those things you never really know. And the worst part is you never know what antenna is going to work here. Sometimes it won't work, sometimes it won't work. It's one of those that's kind of hit and miss.
Last night to get a station out of Croatia was actually a operator in California working a flex radio over in Croatia. And he was getting ready for this weekend. You could hear him pretty good, and that, but I just couldn't get back to him.
Funny spot for us.
Yeah, things will be looking good this weekend. I hope so.
That's going to be great. I wish I could figure out something to throw together faster than that. So I could play around with this thing this weekend. I don't have any way to do it.
4 and 8 P 5 D. I just realized I tossed out the wrong paper. As a customer, I got to go back and pick it up and switch it out.
Oh, that's not good. KN4TFW.
Biggie, I gotta go right back by him anyway. But I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna let him keep it. And I just went ahead and put out what he's supposed to get. I got plenty of the others.
It's day to day, huh? I might decide to start getting that one too.
Afford the Wall Street, he sure can afford the green one.
California years ago, they used to have reading services. They had an audible service you could subscribe to in certain areas. It would read the newspaper to you. On the air, they used to have a reading service. They'd read it on the radio to you. And I used to think that was pretty funny.
They don't have that around here.
North anymore either. That was just pretty cool, which I used to like a lot. They used to have TV receivers, radios that were actually TV receivers. So if you wanted to listen to network TV and want to watch it, you could just listen. They had it set up so the receiver would receive all the TV frequencies so you could listen to it. So that's HD pictures again. It doesn't do me any good. Well, that's why I said to one of the guys, Feathers, I already know. Stupid HDTV. Yes, I can't see that. What takes difference? I laugh out of it.
Hey, contact with that station over was transmitting out of Cape Cod. Cape Cod.
Ways to find out is if you could contact W1AW in Lewington, Connecticut, you could usually hit Mass.
Station has been up and running since 1914 continuously.
Long.
Okay, what frequency is it on?
When I talk to them.
Have a code fragment. They also have one frequency. They do code practice, too. Sometimes when they had the 13 colonies contest. Well, AM transfer up there, one of my friends up in Maine, they want him to fix it. Fortune, that was way back with a spark damp transmitter, probably.
Back up and try and take a photo shot of the screen on a computer, and I'll send it to you, Ken.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that contest this weekend looks like it starts about 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Start.
That's when I go to bed.
Getting longer about that time, and they start lengthening out. So if you're going to play, that's when you got to play. It's just our gray line conditions.
8 hours, so that'll be good. And it's encouraging all the DX stations to call North America, it looks like. KN4TFW.
Nighttime is a time to get your long contacts. You're going to have to. The daytime is a little more sketchy.
Right there, about 7 o'clock, that's when all the nets start and everything. You can't hardly find a spot for all the nets.
They'll sail away, sometimes they won't. I have a room, but they don't.
Back into the 3915 net last night on last call.
It's the last call, and then the band will get a little bit longer, and then you roll about a half a KC and kind of move up and knock things out, and you can pretty much get in there. That's a 3913, man. Those guys are loud, man. I don't know how many nights I went to check in the sideband net, and man, I had to knock them guys out, and boy. I used to come down about KC just right in the middle of the split, just enough to irritate them, so they had to move a little bit. Doing that. Yeah. Every emergency where I need the net, that's the only thing that worries me about it. Because that's the reason that the nets are there in case something happens. You never know. Yes.
Fog's starting to move in on me now. I made it most of the night without it. Looks like I'm going to wind up with it.
Ability over in your area about a half a mile.
Your fog lights don't do a darn thing with it either. Supposed to proceed in those kinds of things.
About again, I found a schematic for that radio. I'll try and get it to you.
It's been working pretty good for me. I can't really complain about it any.
I gave it a good hard talking to before I let you have it.
That one.
Stand as a transmitter, we're intermittent in it. My old side, my SP, my national receiver, NC300, got a couple funny caps in it. Sometimes it does some funny stuff I receive. I gotta get someone to help me check the caps out and start changing them out. Isn't that gonna be fun? Clip leads off, solder in, clip them off, solder in, clip them off, solder in.
They're in the dark and the fog. Yeah, that's the recipe for disaster.
Several.
Stupid. Yeah, Jerks does that. Let it start, hit the brakes, we landed in the horn a little bit. Give a little education. One time we were traveling up in the middle of Hartford and snowing, and she didn't know about blind spots. She almost got hit by a plow truck because she didn't realize that blind spot where people couldn't see you. I went out of the way.
Heard anything out of Tim? I figure he's going to come in by now.
Must have went in early.
Possibility.
4 o'clock in the morning, no one came back to me. cabinet out.
Morning, AP for ID. Jim, when you get home this afternoon, we'll have to see if we can hear each other on 80 and hang out a while.
W. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, but I got class tonight.
I forgot it's Tuesday. That's what happens when you work 7 days a week with no day off.
I hear you on that one. I don't think I'd like that too much.
Bad, it's all I know. I either work 7 days a week on the farm, or I work 7 days a week when I worked in a textile plant going to college. And I work 5-6 days a week police department. And when they put captain bars on me, I went to 7 because it seemed like I was always working. And now I'm doing this 7 days a week, so it seems like that's all I know.
And you, when was it? It was Sunday when we were on the radio, right? Yeah, I was hearing you on Sunday. I could hear you on some of the stations.
I heard him, a couple of them, use give it your call sign when you made contact with them, but I never heard you.
Did that one time, said, see if you can get this guy, and then all of a sudden I heard him talking to you, and it's like, well, yeah, I guess you can get him.
Okay, Portland, is that when you get that ballon in there, get that towel straightened out, 5 or 6 or 4 dB or whatever it gains you, is going to make a big difference locally. Your ballon in there, and you'll gain a couple dB on your signal, and locally that'll make a big difference.
To go get him, and I just doing what you told me to do.
You couldn't hardly hear him, but I did hear good enough for to know that you got him.
Sounding pretty decent on my end. You know, it's strange. You can hear some, and I can't hear them, and then turn right around, I can hear some, and you can't hear them.
Yeah, propagation. You know, it just, sometimes it just works out that way, I guess.
Down in Virginia, 140 meters, never forget it. And I checked in the net, and we sat to the net, we started talking a little bit, and next thing I know, 2 seconds later, the guy came back to me from Kentucky or somewhere. I lost the guy in Virginia.
Spanish stations on like 14280. You ever make contact with them? They're just usually just rag chewing.
Never make contact with them. I know who you're talking about though, but no, I never have tried to make contact with them. Most time they speak in Spanish anyway.
So you be safe the rest of your trip, and I hope you guys have a good day and that, and try to stay dry anyway. And I'll try to catch you guys in the morning back on the radio, and I'll say 73 KN4 TFW.
Have a good one, Ken. Glad you made it in with no problems. And be careful going home. I'll listen for you this afternoon. So 73 is my friend, KN4, and AP clear.
Might as well I did. No, it's funny though. I spent a lot of winter times messing around with HF. That's how I got experience. I had nothing to do, and I wasn't doing any work at all. I was sitting there on the radio quite a bit.
The radio a good bit myself.
When I was younger, I always wanted to do it, you know, and I can't wait to get some of my old amps. I can't wait to get my extra class. I gotta get a DVD so the next couple weeks I can study that stuff. I think I got a DVD player here and it works. But actually, I'll be able to use a computer once I get my Super Psychic, my SIM card. I'll be able to use a computer and start doing that stuff. So this time, get it over with. Difference is just, I basically know the information, but sometimes you got it's crazy, like I gotta take tests even now to never be good at that.
No problem. It's just trying to get it to stick in my head.
Well, I can do it, but it's just, tests are just not that kind of person. That's, That's one of the reasons I would have quit high school, except my mom didn't want me to. And, you know, I've never needed my high school diploma yet. And my tech school diploma, I think I needed it once. You know what? I'm glad I got it. I just, one of these days I'll pass my engine certification test before I'm too old to care about it. And at least I'll have my engine tune-up certification and all that. So it'll be good to have it just so, I mean, it's been, I should have done it 30 years ago.
Something easy, sir.
Yes, it did make it a little more difficult. Actually, though, sometimes computer-controlled cars actually sometimes makes it easier because now if you got a newer car with a bad cylinder, you get the computer will tell you which one it is, you know, and you can, it's easier. Actually, sometimes I think it's actually, once you know you got engine problems and a computer problem, once you know which one you got, it's sometimes easier to narrow it down. I tried to quit once in a while, so I got mad one day. Ignition would go on. I didn't finally figure out the ignition, so I got ticked off, and I took a piece of block of wood, and I whacked the control module. It didn't run again. My chief said, now you fixed it. I was going to and I whacked it and quit for good.
Watch how you apply things.
Control module, that was a problem, but boy, intermittents can be brutal. Pretty close.
Getting close to the end, but I still got probably about 30 minutes or so.
5:30? 40. Oh, but not too bad. Straighten out at all?
Moving in. It's going to get bad after a while.
Hopefully be home before it gets real bad. Now, don't they have high-frequency lights that do take care of some of that fog stuff?
But I hadn't put in on the truck. I do all right with what I got.
You know the road, you just kind of take it a little bit easy in case some stupid fool jumps out there or something.
Patrol these streets for over 22 years with the police department. Same streets that I run this paper route, so I pretty much throw them like back of my hand.
We only drive one time. We're up in Virginia, and my friend was following the fog. The guy was doing like 70 in the late at night, and I'm with her around. I said, man, this guy's crazy. Get away from us. I said, hell, he knows the roads. I talked to him later on and have him somewhere, stopped somewhere. And I was talking to one of the truckers. I said, look, he said, we know the roads. As long as nothing's in front, you can move right along. Here or something jumps out.
Every night, the thing with me.
Seems like on those sides, really, like up by Traveler's Rest and up in there. It seems like there's deer up there all the time.
See what I have to put up with in the city limits.
The city limits is real bad because they got nowhere to go, so now they're out in the streets.
That wooded areas that are on the edge of the town and stuff, but, and there's a few places in town.
They say sometimes bears come out toward the in the city once in a while.
One yet. Not no hurry to either.
I hear too much. I know in Connecticut, my buddy lived in Warren, and there was a they released the bears in the state forest up in Warren, Connecticut. So we used to see them every once in a while at his house. Up the wall doing kinds of other insane things.
If you left them a picnic basket outside, maybe they left the bird feeder alone came for an AP Friday.
I'd ask if he's tried that before. I wonder if they do it, they would do that.
Video where wild bears walk up to the picnic table and sit down at one just like he was fixing to eat.
Holy crap, that made me cry. I really put your hand over to the bear next to you. Well, you can't see the stupid thing. That wouldn't be no fun.
The other day, a bear walked up to a grill while a guy was grilling ribs, and him and the bear was fighting over the ribs.
I think I let the bear take some ribs and go inside and get all the rack while it's gone.
Oh, bear didn't get ribs either. He gave him a good shot of hot sauce in the eye, and the bear decided he'd leave.
He won't be back. Hot sauce in the eye. I bet that didn't feel good. One time, a bear got right in the bee's nest, was getting honey, with the bees standing in and everything else. I couldn't believe it.
I would have had to step out and throw one.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not. Someone said one time, I think it was somewhere in Alaska, there were bees, and the bear was trying to get the honey, and he was getting his head right in the bee's nest. He was getting them. He got the honey.
There's a stick and kinky. Bees can't hurt them.
You're right, I probably can't do nothing with it, but still, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, I was washing up in Alaska, probably with bees, and he went into bee's nest with a torch. He didn't get stung. He burned out the hornet's nest. I started laughing. Just since you got fog to deal with.
A little bit, Al. You have a good one. If not, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. So, KM4 and AP. Beach clearing 7-3.
Trying to drive because you got fog to deal with. Catch you tomorrow, KM4. I'm going to clear.